There was, I felt, a more individual, grounded way of travelling. Memorable experiences, rooted in landscape and history, could be had in objectively unremarkable places. On the A1, a road I know well, for example. This loose idea was given a run-out in my first newspaper column of the COVID era. I then had to come up with ideas for subsequent columns. At this point, I remembered my Hampshire detectorist. During lockdown, I had taken to going on long, solitary rambles, with binoculars round my neck to scope the sky for the buzzards and red kites that wheeled above the chalk downland where I lived. But my gaze was drawn down as well as upward. The fields and woods I trod were linked by sunken trackways overarched with canopies of hazel and hawthorn. The effect was one of walking through green tunnels, my boots often crowded into a narrow groove down the centre that had been worn in the chalk and flint by centuries of tramping feet. I started to wonder about all the people who had gone before me on this web of trackways, and as I speculated, I started to feel these spectral figures through the soles of my boots and see them in the corner of my eye.